good afternoon. Welcome to Giants Training Camp 2017. We're excited about this season coming up. Division's going to be tough like always. I think the division's been stronger than it's been in a few years. So, obviously, we have our work cut out in a tough division, but our players, you know, just went through some conditioning stuff out there, positional conditioning things, and they all look great out there, but they're in shorts. But everybody looks excited. I know Coach McAdoo is very excited, and I'm excited about our team, and we're looking forward to all the challenges we have this season moving forward. I'll take any questions.
JT Thomas out there doing everything.
JT is taking a physical right now.
Is he cleared now, or is that
your? No, he's taking a physical. We're trying to make a decision on that right now.
Everybody else is there, Ben said, Sean.
Those three guys right there.
Terry, at what point did Owa come and say, look, I want to play?
It's been a while. He's been ready to play. He has some things he had to take care of, and he's out there ready to go and ready to compete.
Terry, you guys made some late signings to the defensive line in terms of the offseason between Corbin Bryant and Devin Taylor. What did you see those guys, and what do you think they can contribute to the roster?
Well, you know, those guys have played some football, and we're always looking for some quality depth at the defensive line at any position. So those guys give us some quality depth, and they'll be battling for, you know, a roster spot. So we like what they bring to the table with respect to that.
Jerry, when you said with JT that you're making a decision on about Pump or about him being on the roster?
Well, whichever, you know, one or the other.
So he's going to be here.
He's going to be here. You know, right now, he's going to be here. But we have to make some decisions on how he comes out of the field.
Jerry, does it feel different to you? You know, last, you know, several years came up here, the team was coming off a year not in the playoffs. You know, talking about losing records. Now you're coming off an 11-5 year and in the playoffs. Do you feel differently about what's happening moving forward now?
No, every year is a new year, and every year has the same challenges. You have to, you know, you have to stay healthy. You have good coaches. You got to have good players. You got to have a little bit of luck. You have to have a couple balls bounce your way. Stay healthy. So it's all the same. The new challenges are the same. It's a new year, but the same new challenges. But we're looking forward to the challenges.
Does it feel different for you in terms of this time last year? You had, you know, paid a lot of money for new defensive players in particular. Whereas this year, I don't know if settled is a better word or it's a little more established. Does that make you feel differently about the expectations?
Well, it's always, you know, Tara, when the new season starts, you never know what you're going to get. It's been seasons when, you know, everybody's like, wow, the Giants, they really don't have that much. And, you know, we played pretty well. Then there's been seasons when people say, well, the Giants, they look pretty good, but we don't play as well. So every season's a new season. I like the squad. I'm excited about the squad. The coaches are excited. The players are excited. But we have work to do, and it started today. The guys look good running around out there, and we're ready to go to work.
What makes you excited?
Well, because, you know, we did, you know, win 11 games last year. We were hoping to build off that, but it's a whole new season. You got to win one game at a time, one practice at a time, one day at a time, one game at a time, you know, it has its own set of circumstances this season. Last year means nothing. The last 10 years mean nothing. You know, this is a new year, new challenges, and we're excited about it.
Where do things stand as far as an extension for Odell?
I'm not going to talk about contracts. We're going to keep all of our options open with respect to any contracts. Any contract questions, guys, we'll keep all our options open with respect to that.
You have several, you know, successful draft picks that are coming up for Fields in the next couple of years. Is that something you have to start planning for, and are you confident you can keep these guys?
Yeah, it's something we have to start planning for, and it's a good problem to have, and we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
In a general sense, where do you stand on negotiating with guys during the season? Not a specific guy, but are you open to that?
We'll keep all our options open.
Jerry, have you talked to Odell?
Odell's been on vacation. I've been on vacation, so we haven't talked. We haven't talked.
Will you have a message for him now?
Just play good football and like you always do, and be a great teammate. That's all we need to say to Odell, which he always does. He'll play well. He'll be a great teammate.
Jerry, Coach Mack.
We haven't spoken to you since the end of the draft, and, you know, since then there's been a lot of more optimism about the offensive line. Can you just comment about how that unit's coming together and why you're so optimistic about them?
Well, the thing that gives me, you know, optimism about the offensive line is they have a lot of snaps. This unit has a lot of snaps under their belt. Fluker came in. He has a lot of snaps. there's more players on the roster who've had a lot of snaps. But with the guys who've started, the five guys who started last year, they got a lot of snaps under their belt right now. The two young kids are, you know, they're still very young. You know, we talked about their age. But it's time for them to step up to the plate and be good players. And I believe they will. All the offensive linemen are galvanized with respect of playing great. Everybody, you know, keeps saying that that's the weak link to the football team. They hear that, and so you guys keep talking about it, keep motivating, and I'm sure you will. And I expect big things from them. I expect those guys to play well. They have a lot of snaps. So I'm sure some of you analytic guys will count the snaps, you know, since we've talked about that.
Jerry, Coach McAdoo said at the end of minicamp he didn't want to wake up to any phone calls about guys getting in trouble, and there were none. So how pleased were you to see that the guys behaved themselves over the past 6 weeks?
How do you know there were none?
None that we know of.
No, okay. No, it's, you know, during the offseason, you're always a little bit nervous about, you know, things happening and when guys are away for, you know, a significant amount of time. And but we didn't have any calls that were, you know, earth-shattering like we've had some in the past. But, you know, we still haven't got to our first padded practice yet, so it's a long way to go, a long way to get to week one. And but we didn't have any crazy calls this time.
Where do you look at the roster and think the strength of this team is with the roster you guys kind of put together here?
Yeah, well, the strength is the team. The strength is the team. I think we have some good players, and I try to say this around the building. You know, we have good players, some good players at different positions, but if we don't play as a team, we're not going anywhere. It's all about the team, and you know, it's not about individual players. And if you play as a team, we can get where we want to go. But if we think we're going to go out there and be individuals, we're not going anywhere. So I think everybody knows that's the message around here. The strength is the team.
So when you construct that, what do you look for? What do you do to make, you know, aside from straight talent?
Well, you get good coaches, you get good players, and you hope it all gels, and guys are accountable to each other, and they get galvanized themselves as a unit and play for each other and play, you know, put the work in to get through the to the season, get one game at a time, qualify for the tournament, want to win your division, qualify for the tournament, and obviously if you get to the tournament, you can go as far as you want to go. You got to get there first.
Jerry, you come out at the beginning of camp probably every year with, you know, pretty high optimism, I would say. Some years does it have to be forced, and is this year one of those years maybe where you don't need to do that?
Not really, Tom. I'm an optimistic kind of guy. You know, I always feel like our team, you know, if we get some breaks to go our way, we think we have good coaches, we think we have good players, we get a couple balls bounce our way, you know, a lot of good things can happen. This league is a tough league. It doesn't matter what your schedule is. It doesn't matter if you're playing it on Monday. It doesn't matter if you're playing on Sunday. It doesn't matter if you're playing at 1 o'clock or 8 o'clock. You know, you have to get out there and play. You have to be prepared to play. Coaches have to get ready to play. The players have to put in the work to play, and our personnel people have to get the coaches, the players to play. And you put all those things together, and you know, hope it all meshes, and you can put a good squad out there that our fans can be proud of.
Jerry, it sounds like DJ Fluker came in pretty good shape. What's your take on how he could impact the line competitively?
Yeah, well, he's going to definitely create some competition, you know, on that right side. And so hopefully, you know, he's a guy that's really motivated to show that he belongs as a starter in the National Football League. And so we're looking for him. We try to create as much competition as we can, Kim, at every position, and there'll definitely be some competition there.
What's Eli's biggest challenge now, knowing the weapons you've provided him with, and they're diverse weapons, obviously, as well?
Well, I don't know. Eli's just got to take care of his own self and get himself ready to play mentally and physically, and you know, and we'll take care. You know, it's guys when they get up in age, you have to really try to take care of guys as they get up in age. And there's a few guys on the squad that, you know, Coach McAdoo and our staff, we've talked about, okay, let's make sure these guys get to the game, get to the season. And you gotta protect them in some ways. And he's one of those guys we want to protect, along with a few more guys, older guys on the squad that we want to protect.